I think I was just calling you.
You were. In fact, I just got a message from Dan that you were calling in. Let me just message him back so he can hang up that call. All right. So, yeah, we did get disconnected there, but happy to be speaking with you. Happy to have you call back in. I just messaged Dan, though, that he can end that other call. So, like I said, please feel free to stop me with this voice verification if you have a question. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. So let me just start from the very beginning. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Dye. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, outlining your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. So it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Justin Dye Roofing.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Justin Dye, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Dye, as the owner of Justin Dye Roofing, of course, Justin, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Justin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then, Mr. Dye, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your account, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to pick up the phone and call you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Justin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Justin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Mr. Dye, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since you always go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that everything is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and then with my supervisor's approval to do the friends and family rate, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which again I'm going to waive that setup fee altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of November, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of just $249.00. And that $249, Justin, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home. This also will include the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service, like I mentioned. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Mr. Dai, is that you would, to prevent charges to your next month of service, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Justin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Dai, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Justin, that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'll be the Visa.
The Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's got my name and the business name.
Okay. And then for you, is it first and last, or is there any middle initial there, too?
Got a middle initial on my
email. I'm going to guess from your Facebook email that it's M, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got that. But we do have the other email, not the one that I saw on that Facebook page, not JMDI17, but the business email. And then you said it was a Visa card?
Yes, sir.
That should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4494.
Okay.
5055.
Broke up just a little bit after the 4494. Could you please repeat that, sir?
5055.
Okay.
9992.
Yes, sir.
0777.
All right, and then the expiration month and year?
926.
09 of 2026, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
324.
So I've got 324, 324, and then September or 09 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 44-94, 50-55, 99-92, 07-77?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does that bill at the home address, the 3000 North 26th Street, 72904?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. Justin, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm driving, so I'll just wait on it.
Yeah, not a problem. You're going to get that through our automated system anyway in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is, of course, Central Time. You can email 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will in fact be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. I know that you're driving, but if you are in fact able to access that, I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We are fairly well booked out, and then we've got our monthly meeting that would probably impact this afternoon's schedule a little bit. But there is a 5 o'clock still available. If that would work out for you, it would be scheduled from 5 until 6, maybe get to you just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. It's a 1 minute or a 1 hour window, I should say, for a call that takes about 25, 30 minutes. Would that 5 o'clock hour work out for you?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You can be working or even driving as long as you can carry on a conversation. And it is pretty much basic information, kind of off the top of your head about the business, you know, mission statement and motto and things like that. Now, at 4 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 5. Like I said, it might be a few minutes after 5 that they actually give you that phone call. If I am in between phone calls myself, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll, of course, take really good care of you. They'll have all the notes. I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account here. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Justin Dye Roofing, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we will still most likely ask you for the answer to the security question. Even more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they're telling you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, especially like 5-6 days from now once your website is up and active. If anyone ever calls you, if they're asking you for more information, asking you for money, if they're asking you for money, that right away should let you know that it's not us calling. But if they don't know the answer to the security question, if they don't know the question itself without you telling them, then just politely let them go. If you have any questions, call our client support line. But your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Bear.
You said bear, just like the animal bear?
Yes.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then, Justin, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you might have gotten a few of them. Piggyback the welcome email on there as well. But if you've got one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, are you, in fact, able to open that up?
Yeah, I got them, yeah.
Okay, so the one that we want you to see is the Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. It talks about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, and you can scroll down. Of course, Google's going to be our main focus since it's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we'll mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing instead of Google. Most of them are using their smartphone. That's a lot of people overall. We want you to get those opportunities and phone calls. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Again, Yelp and Facebook and Apple Maps and everything else. We are doing that website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads for you. I don't want to walk you through everything, but you can see there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Just below it, it's got your number, and then it's got a couple of boxes. One, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, text messages through the computer.
I already clicked them.
Okay. And then the longer box below it, if you haven't already done it, type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So case sensitive, J, M, and D are capitalized. The no period after the M, just the middle initial M without the period. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy either a space before it or after it. Once you've got your name as it appears in the box, click on the confirm signature box to the right of that.
Do I not do spaces or anything?
Just the space, so it's going to be capital J and then Justin space, capital M space, and then capital D and I. So just like it appears right there, just a space before and after the M, no period after the M, case sensitive, so capitalize the first letter, and then once it's in there.
I got it.
And then once you click the confirm signature, it should ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I see it.
Okay. So you don't have to go that next step. That's actually just our automated system thinking that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which are really true at this point. We have to do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but once your tracking system is active in a day or so, we're going to text and email you out your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in. Some people never change it, and that's fine, too. I can give you the username already since it's actually been assigned already. It cannot be changed. It's easy to remember, though. It's just the number that we're speaking on. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes or spaces or parentheses.
Okay.
So, of course, your username then is 479-459-0634. That actually went out to you as well by way of calendar invite, just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say local / CIENG, that's client interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the welcome email that you got and the support email attached to it, just include your phone number or your username. They're the same thing. And then we can easily forward that information to the right department. They will give you photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS photos at Local Splash when they do the client interview. So you can, if you like, email the photos team directly, but you can just send anything and everything to the support email. You also got an additional email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It just goes out automatically. You're already Google PIN verified, so you don't have to worry about that one. But other than that, you're all set and squared away.
My phone number is the username?
The username, yeah, with the area code included. So 479-459-0634. You don't have to put in anything right now. In fact, if you did, you'd probably just get an error message since your tracking system isn't activated. That message is, I mean, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. And our automated system thinks you're trying to do it now, so it's asking you to log in. But in the next couple of days, you'll get your username sent back out to you by text and email, along with a password that you can keep or change if you like, but it will give you access to your tracking system once that tracking system is activated. So
okay.
I hope I'm actually in between phone calls in the 5 o'clock hour so we can speak again. If not, our technician will give you a call directly. I did, though, want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. All righty.
Really
appreciate
you, sir. You take care, Justin. We'll talk to you in just a little bit here in that 5 o'clock hour. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much. Take care,
You're
Justin. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.